I'll take your word on it, Neville. I don't need to see your work to know it's probably fantastic.
Look, I've been working on this all night. Can't you at least pretend you want to see it? My ego is kind of fragile.
Fine. Let's see it.
Okay. You're going to crack up when you see this one.
Welcome to another episode of The Debunkers, where we offer $100,000 to anyone who can provide conclusive proof of a supernatural event. I'm Dr. Fulbright, evolutionary psychologist, peer-reviewed author of countless articles, and professional skeptic. Lensing for us, as usual, is our gonzo filmmaker, Mr. Neville Dillon.
Hello, everyone.
Neville, on me.
Right.
We're here in historic Fresno, California, and this is Mrs.
Jessup. I'm Natalie Jessup. Sorry. I'm kind of nervous here.
And you emailed the debunkers with a challenge, which just fascinated us. Why don't you tell us about your story?
Well, okay. Okay, then. I'm just a little... Okay, here we go.
Sweetheart, you've got nothing to be nervous about. I know the camera is on and everything, but let's just pretend like this is just you telling me your story.
Thank you, Dr. Fulbright. That does help. You're very helpful.
Shall we proceed?
Well, if you'll just come on in off the porch.
Right behind you. Oh, this should be good. I already see a cross on the wall. And look at this, a family Bible. This and the Palin biography are required reading in Fresno.
Watch your step down here now.
Creaky stairs. That's a nice touch. Mrs. Jessup, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were trying to scare us.
Oh, no fooling. I would never make up something like this.
Okay. Let's hear your story right over here.
You want me to... What? Stand?
Stand right here, next to me.
Alrighty. Like this?
You got us?
Yep, I've got you in a medium.
Yeah, we can cut into here if you need to. Tell us a little something about this basement, Mrs. Jessup.
Well, we used to keep our emergency food storage down here.
Emergency food storage in case of...
Oh, who knows? An emergency of some sort. You never know what's going to happen. The tribulation?
Of course. The tribulation. Go on.
I'd come down here and there would be this knock-knock coming up from under the floors.
And when would you hear it?
Pardon?
Well, you told us in the email that something triggered the knocking, right?
Yes. It would start knocking if I thumped on the ground first with my feet. Then I'd hear this voice. It was really low, kind of whispery. There would be this pale face, huge black pupils.
A whispery voice. I see. Is whispery a word, Neville?
Don't know, Doc.
So, can you do it for us now, Mrs. Jessup? Is there anything special you like to do to make the knocking occur?
Well, I don't really like doing anything. Frankly, it kind of bugs me.
And why is that?
I don't like messing with spooks and things. It felt like it was always trying to get into me. I don't think we're supposed to mess with these things.
Well, I do like to mess with spooks and things. It's my job.
So, if I stomp... and it knocks back. I get the money, the $100,000, right?
If we can't debunk it, then yes, you'll get the $100,000.
Well, okay then.
Go ahead and give it your best shot, Mrs. Jessup. Show the world just what kind of supernatural occurrences are happening here in Fresno, California.
I usually just do this. Then I hear a knocking just about now.
But we're not hearing it now, right?
No, I don't hear anything. Let me try it again, because this usually works. Let me try again. I don't know what to say.
Is this when you'd usually hear something back?
Oh, yes. It knocks every time.
Here, let me try. Let's do some stomping together. You hear any knocking, Neville? Well, maybe Neville needs to stomp with us. Up and down, Neville. Maybe the spirit world can hear us if we just make more noise together.
Maybe it's because there's too many of us here.
Mrs. Jessup, are you kidding me?
I don't know. I just thought...
You thought? No. You didn't think. That's the whole problem with what you think you're hearing, is that you people don't think. This is what's wrong with the world right now, Mrs. Jessup. We know thinky with our brainy.
Beg your pardon?
This is all part of the package. The Bible, the crosses, Fresno. Let me ask you a question, okay?
I don't...
How old is the Earth?
What does this have to do with the knocking?
Billions of years or 6,000 years, Mrs. Jessup. Never mind. Don't answer the question. If your brain organ ever got too much exercise, you'd probably have a stroke. Have any of your relatives even been to college? You know, a university. That's the place where the people go to read from books that aren't in the Old Testament, to learn from smart people about how the world works. University. What about the museum? Have you ever been to a symphony? Or do they not have an orchestra pit at the Ultimate Fighting Challenge?
Stop, stop, stop. That seems really cruel, Neville.
Look, it's just Dr. Fulbright. He's a little impatient with your Fresno types.
But how is it right to say all of those things to anyone? She's just an innocent little lady.
She's not entirely innocent. We had to drive all the way up to Fresno to get exactly nothing on tape. That's a day of my life I'll never get back. Now, I have to cut this segment together into something that resembles entertainment. And since it doesn't come from her supposed knocking under the basement floor, it's going to have to come from satire.
But it's mean. Why do you want to be involved with something like this? What kind of doctor lives off tearing some old lady down and spreading it all over the internet? I mean, I know everyone else is doing it, but why do you do it?
Jean,
does it make you feel deep? Is this why we put you through film school?
Jean, now don't take this personally, but does this have anything to do with Mrs. Jessup going to church? Making fun of her religion doesn't reflect anything I feel about your religious interests.
They're not interests. You keep talking about my church like it's a hobby.
Sorry. I didn't want to go here. It just seems like you're getting defensive.
Don't start in on this with me, Neville. Just because I go to church doesn't mean I'm ignorant like some Fresno woman.
I didn't say that.
But you meant it. You just debunked yourself onto the couch.
Honey.
Go, honey, Dr. Fulbright.
Ah, jeez. It's just not worth it. Hello? I gotta get this for Doc. Okay. Doc, this is Neville. And I'm hearing that. That's the knocking right there. Let me get up here. Okay. I'm documenting an occurrence of knocking that is just like what was described by Mrs. Jessup in Fresno, California, just 2 days ago. It appears to be coming from under my basement floor. It's a cement slab with no known crawl space or living quarters underneath. I'm going to try to stomp to see what happens. Okay, let me try something else. I gotta say, there is no reason why I should be experiencing this. It's similar to how Mrs. Jessup described events in her home, but that was in Fresno. Doc, you say there always has to be a rational, material explanation for everything, so I can't wait for you to see this. Hello? I see the sound meter moving in camera. So I know this just isn't in my head, but I mean...
Livin?
That's my name backwards. All right, very funny. Is this supposed to be some kind of backwards masking riff?
Livin Neville.
Jeez. Gene? Hey, Gene?
What?
Gene, will you please come downstairs?
I'm busy straightening my hair.
I'm kind of serious right now. I need you down here.
This better not be about sex.
Gene, I'm a little scared right now. I need you down here.
Neville, you look serious.
I've got stuff on video right now. This is really creeping me out.
Your hands, they're ice cold.
Okay, you stay right there and listen to this.
I'm not going on video, so you can put that down.
Oh, you look fine.
My hair is only half straightened. Point that thing away from me.
Oh, jeez.
Quit saying jeez.
Sorry. Look, watch me. The camera's on my legs, not you.
Who did that?
Shh. Hold on. Keep listening.
Who is...
Shh!
What the hell? Who the hell said that?
That's your name. Backwards.
This is creeping me out. Let's go, Neville.
No, don't. I need you down here with me. Just until Dr. Fulbright shows up, okay?
I don't want that jerk in my house. Let's call Pastor Allen instead.
Honey, I just need Doc to see this.
Fine. You call Dr. Fulbright and I'll call Pastor Allen.
Gene, I don't want to come off like a jerk or anything, but I have my job to think about. I don't think Doc wants to investigate this with a pastor.
Oh, I see now. We have your guy investigate this because he's for real and my pastor has to sit in the back of the bus? This is so you.
I promise you, Gene, it's just because of the work. I'm sorry.
Stop apologizing.
Hello, Neville. This is a bit unexpected. In all of the discussions we've had about the debunkers, I never considered anything like this happening to one of us.
I'm sorry about this, Dr. Fulbright. I'm kind of embarrassed. I figured you'd want to do this in the interest of science.
No need to apologize, Nev. I brought the equipment to run our normal tests. And as usual, I expect there is a logical, material explanation for what you're experiencing.
Okay, we're recording. So I'll just follow you around and you can do the usual.
I'm here in the basement of our cameraman and web guru, Neville Dillon. This is the basement, but you call it...
The editing suite. We put the show together down here.
Is there a sink down here? I could use... I don't see any... I'm a little thirsty.
Gene didn't offer you any water? Oh, I can't believe this. We have bottled water upstairs. Why wouldn't she just...
That's not her fault. She gave me the usual chilly reception I've come to expect from people of faith. This is what we do here on the debunkers. We follow the truth, even if people are a little rude to us because of their own faith traditions. It's entirely natural.
I'll get some water, Doc. Sit tight.
Thank you, Neville.
Gene?
Oh, hey, honey. How's this segment going?
I can't believe you didn't offer our guest water when he came in.
I did. I asked if he needed anything, and he said no.
Yeah. Well, he just said...
No! Don't!
Oh, my God!
I'm coming, Doc!
I can't see anything down here. Someone turned off the lights.
Can you hit the switch, honey?
I'm flipping the switch, and it's not doing anything.
Dr. Fulbright?
Neville, I'm scared. I think we should go upstairs and call the police.
We're not calling the police. We don't even know where he is. I think I see him. Over in the corner. That's his lab coat, right?
Don't go in there. Stay back here with me.
Hold on. I've got a little pen light in here somewhere. I got it. Here, you hold this and shine it around. Not my eyes. Shine it there, toward the doctor.
He's on the floor. In the corner.
Oh, God. Doc? Here, you hold the camera and just keep it pointed at me.
Is he okay?
Let me roll him over. Dr. Fulbright?
His face is frozen. He's smiling. Oh, God. Neville, can we please go?
Oh, God. He's dead. That face frozen in a grimace.
We need to call 911.
Someone just touched me. Who's down here? Jean! What's happening? Jean! Where are you? Oh, God, this stupid light!
Jean? Neville?
Who are you? What do you want? Where's my wife?
Who are you?
I'm Neville Dillon. You don't scare me, whoever you are. This is some kind of joke to you. You think you could just scare the hell out of me and think I'll buy into you, whatever you are? Well, I won't allow this. You don't have my permission. There is a rational explanation. Oh, God! Stop touching me!
I'm taking off shoes.
What have you done to me? Why can't I move? Stop it! Leave me alone!
You and stay on the floor?
You're sick! Those are my pants!
I am in your legs.
I can't move them! What are you doing?
I am in your crotch. It tastes good. Oh, so good.
Help! This thing is taking me!
I'm Chest. I am Neville Chest.
You can't get out of my head! There's a rational, material explanation for this!
I am Neville.